Today's audiocast for Friday, November 3rd, 2006 is brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. AvWeb sat down with Spectrum Aeronautical Chairman Lyndon Blue in Orlando recently at the NBAA convention, where the company renamed its Model 33 light jet as the Independence S-33 and announced the new Freedom S-40 midsize business jet. Blue explains the new lineup.
The 40 is a scaled-up version of the 33. We call the 33 the Independence. When you make Independence, you do Independence, you can have Freedom. So Freedom is the next model, and it's just a scaled up version. It's about 14 inches larger in diameter than the Independence. Independence has a wonderful cabin, great size, but the Freedom obviously is that much larger. But it's built the same way, so there's great synergy in the having the larger airplane built the same way and having the same systems and all that.
The Freedom is powered by a pair of GE Honda HF120 turbofans, a departure from the Williams power plants used in the Independence.
Well, we used the Williams because we thought by far the best engine in the, call it 1,500 to 1,600-pound thrust class, and we couldn't be more pleased with that engine. It's just run like clockwork. We've had zero problems with it. In the case of the Freedom, along comes GE Honda with a completely new engine, and we're very excited about that engine because, first of all, it carries with it the reputation of GE and Honda, both incredible technology companies known for manufacturing very, very high quality equipment of various kinds. That engine just fits the amount of thrust. It has essentially 25% more thrust than the Williams FJ-33, and it fit the Freedom just perfectly.
2006 has been an emotional roller coaster for Spectrum, going from first flight of the S-33 in January to the tragic crash of that very same prototype in July.
Well, the highest of the high when we flew and had the enormous success. We had 46 fabulous flights on the prototype before the accident. The low, of course, was losing two wonderful, wonderful test pilots. I said they were the dream team of test pilots. Tremendously competent, wonderful men, and totally traumatic to lose them. The thing that made it no question but whether we would proceed was it was so easily understood what happened. And we simply had aileron reversal because one part got installed backwards after the 46 flight. There was maintenance done on it, which reversed the aileron control, and that caused a situation. The pilots had 2 seconds to understand what was going on and then counteract everything that they learned in years of flying and control the airplane in an opposite direction. And there just wasn't time to do that. But because it was so easily understood what happened and so easily corrected, and because the technology has proven so much better than the old way, I'll say, of making airplanes, it could not be a question about the program continuing.
Both the Independence and Freedom are all composite airplanes, which Blue believes makes them superior to competing designs.
There is no question but what the composite materials are inherently superior. They don't corrode and don't fatigue. And everybody who wants a high performance anything generally gets it out of composite. I'm an under-talented tennis player and golfer, and so I make up for it by having superior technology with carbon tennis racket and carbon golf clubs. So anybody who has done athletics understands the inherent superiority of composites. But they also understand that they're inherently more expensive. NASA, for example, has been working composites for many years. But NASA, there's such a premium on cutting weight, which composites really do, that they don't really care how much it costs. Everything is saving the weight, and composites do that best. So to some extent, the military is the same way. A fighter has to perform better than the enemy, and that means the lighter, the better the performance. There's a huge premium on simply avoiding the weight. in commercial, there isn't the premium. So it's very, very difficult to get those costs down. We think that despite the fact that the material is inherently more expensive, that because we're able to automate the processes and make larger parts, that we're going to be able to, I'll say, manufacture these airplanes competitively with aluminum.
While Spectrum still might have a lot of work ahead, it also has an ambitious program timeline.
Our schedule has always been to have the next prototype in the air in about 10 months from now, call it August of next year. And we're still on that schedule. Looks just fine. In order to get on with the certification process, you have to have the conforming airplane. And so that's what we're doing. That's always been our plan. So certifying that another couple years after that. So call it 2.5 years from today.
If independence leads to freedom, then what does freedom lead to later on?
Good question. Independence is a tribute to the founding principles, better ideas of governance of our founding fathers, which, as you say, leads to freedom. I won't get into any additional planes. We have our hands pretty full with having the two airplanes right now, but there will be additional models because this technology scales magnificently.
For more features on the NBAA and all the latest aviation news, you can log on to www.avweb.com. Email welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Today's audiocast was sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, November 6th. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for downloading AvWeb Audio.